You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 482.
Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth.
Have you seen all the posts lately? The posts about the $1.2 million launch or the $1.5 million launch? Thousands of people buying, millions of dollars generated, screenshots, celebration posts, even comments filled with, these are my goals, help me get there. But I've also, over the last couple of weeks, had quite a few of my one-on-one clients and mastermind clients reach out after seeing these launches. Some were really inspired, some were excited, but others were also deflated, questioning themselves, wondering, why can't I have a $1 million launch? What am I missing? Why does it seem so easy for everyone else? And so I wanted to record this because if my own clients are feeling like this, probably you also as the listener might be feeling the same way too. And so I wanted to share my thoughts, the same thoughts that I shared this week with my mastermind clients on our calls, because I think it's important that you hear this information. Now, I will rewind a little bit. As a business consultant, I too have personally helped a large number of clients build six and seven figures over the years. And this is important that we acknowledge what I'm about to say. Some have hit seven figures through launches, some through high ticket offers, others have hit seven figures through memberships or even leveraging events, referral pathways, strategic partnerships, etc. And some have made seven figures or more also by doing a combination of these multiple strategies. Which is exactly why, again, I wanted to record this episode, not just because my clients are reaching out asking questions about these launches, but because I've seen firsthand there's no single path to success. There is no magic funnel. There is no perfect launch strategy. There is no one-size-all blueprint. Every business is different. Every audience is different. Every market is different. Every business owner is different. And there are often multiple variables that play into a launch strategy or hitting certain figures in general that create success. And sometimes it's audience size or positioning, timing, and even demand. But also, more often than not, it's years of consistency finally paying off. And when these combinations of things come together, goodness can happen. But what concerns me is when business owners look at someone else's results and assume that if they simply copy what that person did, they'll achieve the same outcome. Business doesn't work this way. Success is rarely created by one thing. It's created by many things working together over time for that individual. So as we walk through my seven observations today, my goal isn't to tell you how to create a multi-million dollar launch. My goal is to help you understand what sits underneath the result. Because when you understand the foundations, you're far more likely to build a business that works for you. But there's a lot of buts here today. Before I go any further, I want to say something really important. Probably the most important thing that I can say in this podcast episode. And that is, let's celebrate these women. Seriously, fucking celebrate these two amazing humans. For those of you that have followed me for any length of time, you'll know one of my missions is helping more women create wealth, helping more women build profitable businesses, and to create financial freedom and independence. So when I see women such as these two epic humans winning, I celebrate. I don't diminish it. I don't look for reasons why it won't last. I don't roll my eyes at it. I freaking sit there and fist pump the air by myself. Because the more examples we have of women building extraordinary businesses, the better, in my opinion, not only for my children, but your children, but also just the collective world. So now with that said, let's also talk about reality. Statistically speaking, the likelihood of people pulling off a $1 million launch is slim. Not impossible, but slim. And one of the biggest mistakes I see business owners make is comparing their chapter one to someone else's chapter 30. Comparing your first year in business to someone who spent years building an audience is not going to help you get there. These humans have spent years refining their messaging, building trust, creating an ecosystem. So keep this in mind as I go through these observations and as you look at these two amazing humans who have just had extraordinary launches. So let's talk about these two humans. First up is Jesse Jean. Jesse essentially started posting content from scratch. And from what I've gathered and from what I've seen, obviously I haven't spoken with Jesse myself, roughly in 6 months, she built an audience of more than 360,000 followers. She then recently launched a thing called the 6-Week Yap Challenge. More than 4,500 people joined at $2.97 per person, generating approximately $1.2 million in sales. The challenge itself wasn't really about yapping. It was about helping people become confident on camera, create content consistency, and build a personal brand and stop overthinking everything they damn post. The second is Dr. Nikki Sweeney from AI Her Way. She is an amazing human, a fellow Aussie. She was also a speaker at my 3-Day Women in Business conference last year and is just a good human. Nikki has built one of Australia's leading businesses, helping women understand, implement, and leverage AI. Unlike many people who jumped into AI with simply ChatGPT when it arrived, Nikki has spent years building expertise in data science, research, and technology before AI became mainstream. She's built a movement around helping women lead in AI and create businesses that leverage technology strategically. And recently, she completed a launch that reported to have generated approximately $1.5 million. Can we get a fuck yes for these two women? Now, here's what I have personally observed. And this is what I share with my clients as I watch these launches unfold. Observation number one, again, I should say these are in no particular order. Both of these humans have an audience. You cannot sell to people who don't know you exist. And if you can't sell, you don't have a business at all. Both of these women have spent significant time building their ecosystems, their email lists, their social media audiences, their communities, but not to mention their trust and their visibility and relationships. The launch is the result, but the audience, my friend, came first. And this is where business owners get it backwards. They spend months building offers nobody fucking asked for, then wonder why nobody buys, instead of building an audience first. My second observation, they became known for one thing. Jesse became known for just yap. Stop overthinking, get on a camera, create content. Nikki became known for women leading AI, using AI strategically, making AI accessible. Simple, clear, memorable on both of their parts. The biggest launches that I've seen over the years, and I've been in business now for almost 15 years, are rarely built by people trying to teach 50 different things. They're built by people becoming known for one. And this again is where business owners struggle. They have 7 offers, 12 freaking messages, 3 different audiences, and nobody knows what they stand for. And therefore, confusion increases and conversion decreases. Observation number 3, they solve painful problems. Quick pause from today's episode. If you are serious about scaling your business, increasing your impact, and surrounding yourself with the right people, then I'd love to personally invite you to my annual 3-Day Women in Business conference at the Gold Coast. For 3 powerful days, you will learn from incredible speakers, connect with ambitious women from around Australia, and walk away with practical strategies, meaningful relationships, and opportunities that could change the trajectory of your business. Because sometimes your next breakthrough isn't another podcast episode or online course, but it's about getting yourself into the right room. And if you've been thinking about joining us, now is the time. Why? Because we only have 50 tickets remaining for this 3-day annual Women in Business Conference. And once they're gone, they're gone. To grab one of these last remaining 50 tickets, head to angelahenderson.com.au and grab yours today. Now, let's get back to the episode. Jesse isn't selling content creation. She's selling confidence, visibility, growth, opportunity. And Nikki, on the other hand, she isn't selling AI. She's selling efficiency, capability, relevance. Future-proofing. People don't buy information, they buy transformation. Let me repeat that. They don't buy information, they buy transformation. And the best businesses understand this. Observation number 4, what you're seeing is the harvest, not the planting. You're seeing the launch, you're not seeing the years of content, the thousands of posts, the audience building, the testing, refining, consistency. You're seeing the end result, not the work that created the result. Social media likes to show outcomes, but not the process. So keep this in mind. These girls have been planting seeds for many, many years and have finally been able to pick their harvest. It doesn't happen overnight. Observation number five. I've said this many times on the podcast. I'm going to say this again. Simple scales. Let me repeat that. Simple scales. Complexity stalls. The more I look at businesses doing extraordinary things, the more I see the same pattern. Clear messaging, clear positioning, clear audience, clear offers, and relentless repetition. Most business owners don't have a visibility problem. They have a clarity problem. They're constantly changing direction, changing offers, changing their messaging, changing the next thing. Meanwhile, the businesses at scale are often saying the same thing over and over again, long after they're tired of hearing it themselves. When I was on the mastermind call this week, speaking to my clients, not only the simplicity scale, but you've got to be okay with being bored, not chasing the new shiny object, being okay with being repetitive. It might sound mundane to you, but to someone else, it's absolutely refreshing to hear what you have to offer them in a simple way. All right. Observation number six, timing matters more than people want to admit it. Now, before anyone comes for me, let me be clear. Timing doesn't diminish talent or hard work or their strategy, but timing absolutely matters. Both of these women have built incredible businesses, but they've also found themselves in markets at exactly the right time. Jessie has entered the market at the time where short form video is dominating, personal brands are exploding, and millions of business owners are desperately trying to find out how to show up online with confidence. Nikki, on the other hand, has built an AI business at the exact moment AI became one of the biggest conversations happening globally. That doesn't mean they got lucky. It means they prepared when the opportunity arrived. That distinction absolutely matters because timing only benefits the people who are ready. Let me give you an example. One of my clients, Tracy, who's been on the podcast years ago, back when COVID was around, came to me and was like, Ange, I have to pivot. I've got to change my entire business model. She is an artist. She does tours all around the world. And obviously when COVID came, her business stopped. So I helped her to create a $27 offer. It's called a slow funnel, slow liquidating offer is what it's really called. Self-liquidating offer, I should say. And it generated $417,000 in just 4 months and went on to generate more than $1.5 million within 12 months. When people hear those numbers, they immediately want to know what strategy she used, what funnel she had, what launch sequence she followed. But one of the biggest factors that contributed to her growth was timing. COVID hit. Her entire business, as I said, shut down overnight. And the business model she relied on could no longer operate the way it had before. So we pivoted. And the important part that, again, is important to remember, just like these girls, is she had an audience, credibility, and trust. And while people were sitting at home during the lockdowns looking for solutions, support, education, and ways to spend their time, she positioned herself perfectly to serve them through her art classes. The demand was there, along with the audience and the timing. Now, does that mean she didn't work hard? Of course not. Does it mean she didn't create an exceptional offer? Absolutely not. But timing cannot be denied that it was a significant factor to her success. Just like AI is having a moment right now, businesses are scrambling to understand it, teams are trying to implement it, and leaders are trying to stay ahead of it. So therefore, demand, just like in COVID for Tracy, is enormous. And people like Nikki have positioned themselves brilliantly to serve that demand. But we have to be honest and realistic too. Will AI be a hot topic in 12 months from now? Maybe not. Will people still need support? Absolutely. But the level of urgency and attention may not be the same. Markets change, which means buyer behavior changes, demand changes, and ultimately timing changes. So the lesson that I want to share here is stop looking at someone else's result and assuming you're behind. The question isn't, why don't I have the results? The question, in my opinion, is, am I positioning myself so I'm ready when my opportunity comes? Because opportunities favor the prepared, not the impatient. All right, observation number seven. What you're seeing is the exception, not the rule. When someone has a $1 million launch, everyone talks about it. Everyone, podcasters like myself, are talking about it. Multiple people on social media. And then you've got individuals who are just simply sharing screenshots, tagging, celebrating, and freaking rightfully. But what you don't see are the thousands of launches that didn't do $1 million. The thousands of business owners quietly building successful six and seven figures. The people serving clients, changing lives, creating freedom, and building wealth without ever having a $1 million launch. Social media, in my opinion, as always, has conditioned us to believe that if we aren't having these extraordinary moments, then we are somehow failing. But this is not the reality. It isn't. Most sustainable businesses aren't built on one giant launch. They are built because of consistent sales, But what else? Consistently being visible, delivering to the audience what they need, and building that trust. Because business is about having one great month, it's about creating something that lasts. And finally, if you're sitting there wondering why you don't have a multi-million dollar launch or just a million dollar launch, I'd encourage you to ask different questions. Instead of asking, why don't I have what they have? I want you to ask yourself, am I building the foundations they built? Am I building my audience? Am I creating trust? Am I showing up consistently? Am I known for something? Am I solving a meaningful problem? Am I staying committed long enough for momentum to compound? Because million-dollar launches aren't usually created in a week. They're created over years. One post, one email, one conversation, one relationship, one client at a time, and it builds. So celebrate their freaking success, both Nikki, but be inspired by their success. But don't use their success as evidence that you are failing. Use it as evidence about what is possible for you and building your own wealth. And then once you celebrate their awesome success and you start to find the evidence of what is possible for you, get back to building, because your next level isn't found in comparison. It's found in being consistent. And remember this, the goal isn't a million-dollar launch. In my opinion, the goal is a profitable, sustainable, scalable business that gives you that beautiful life you actually want, whatever that looks like for you, taking your daughter or son to ballet in the afternoon, going on family holidays, having that beautiful 6-foot Christmas tree in your living area, building financial security, and having the freedom to take a lunch break when you want to with your partner. I hope this podcast episode has given you a little bit of insight about my 7 observations about these 2 amazing women who've just built over $2.7 million in revenue through their launches. Absolutely epic. And if you're out there, make sure you celebrate other women, comment on their success, tag other people, share it and speak it widely, because the more we do that collectively, the more we shift energy and the more we shift beliefs and patterns in the women that we have been ingrained in us for so many years from society, our families, et cetera. And of course, if you're looking at scaling your own business and needing that support and looking at your own business strategy, your own structure, your own launches, your own offers, your team, your systems, whatever, that is what I'm here for. I've done it for thousands of women around the world, and I'd love to be able to support you in your scaling journey. You can head to angelahenderson.com.au and explore the variety of different ways that I can support you. You can book one of my 30-minute discovery calls so that we can get a chance to sit down on a call together, me and you, not my team, but me and you, and explore things that are working for you, where your goals are, where you're feeling stuck, and to build a plan moving forward. But whatever you do, have an amazing day, and I look forward to tuning in to another episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show next week. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.